Thank you for joining us today on Minot Today at KHRT Radio. My special guest today is Robert Ruhn, our Ward County Sheriff. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
Let's talk a little bit about the area that you cover. Of course, it would be Ward County. You can probably tell me how many miles that is, and you can tell me how many deputies it takes to cover this county. Let's talk about the basics of the Ward County Sheriff's Department.
I just looked at this yesterday, working on a grant. Ward County covers actually 2,097 square miles. We have 12 incorporated cities and 10 unincorporated cities that are covered by the Sheriff's Department. Some of those cities have their own police departments, but the police departments are not large enough to sometimes provide 24-hour, 7-day-a-week coverage. So the Sheriff's Department provides a police presence for all of those incorporated cities that have a police department and all the cities that do not have a police department, and every rural area and every lake, Rice Lake, Nelson, Carlson, in between. So we're the police department for the rural areas and for the farmers and ranchers out there.
And that's a lot of square miles to cover. How large of a staff does the Ward County Sheriff's Department have?
Sworn officers, including the sheriff, we have 35 sworn officers. We have 18 actually assigned to the patrol division.
That honestly doesn't sound like enough to me.
Probably isn't enough. Yeah, they're spread out pretty thin. Each deputy is assigned a certain area when they come on shift. We do have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week presence, and each deputy is assigned an area. They might be up north, they might be south, or they'd be in the Minot area. And they work a 12-hour shift, and they split that up 6 hours in an outlying area, 6 hours in the Minot area, you know, just to keep them occupied, I guess.
As you and I were talking earlier, I did not know much about the Sheriff's Department until I lived in a smaller community in Underwood, North Dakota. There's a lot of different aspects to the law enforcement that you do, I'm sure. Not just patrolling those cities, but I know there's camping areas in Ward County. There's, as you mentioned, I don't even know the name of the lake up to the northwest up there, but I imagine you need to patrol around there as well, too. Do you also get involved helping out, say, Game and Fish and other agencies that I'm probably not thinking of off the top of my head?
We do enforce Game and Fish violations occasionally. Lake Darling is mostly in Renville County, but the dam itself and a little bit of it isn't, and one of the boat landings is in Ward County, so we'll patrol those areas. Nelson Carlson is a Ward County Park Board, and we patrol that, the beach and that area around that. And we do look for game and fish violations. And sometimes the reason we respond to a game and fish violation is because game and fish themselves, the game wardens, are spread out even thinner. They have a huge area to cover. And if they can't get to the area quickly, then they'll dispatch a Ward County deputy to do that. Sometimes it's just, you know, to dispatch an animal. Sometimes a game and fish violation. I mean, whatever it is, you know, we also cover those areas.
You mentioned the number of officers, and now you just talked about the game and fish and animals. That makes me ask, do you have any four-legged officers?
We don't at this time. Ward County's never had a canine unit. We are in the process of writing a grant right now, and we're working towards that goal to at least bring one in to start out with. But that is one of our goals right now, is to bring a canine officer in.
I'm actually quite surprised you don't have one, because I'm sure that a lot of the law enforcement you do these days is drug enforcement.
Highway 52, Highway 83, and Highway 2 intersect right through our county, and those are, you know, major corridors for transporting drugs and things like that. So the need has grown over the last few years, and we're trying to keep up with the need, I guess, and I think the time is right now to bring that canine in.
A human officer can only rely on their vision. A canine officer would be so helpful in sniffing out the drugs. I don't know much about what's going on in the drug world, but I do know that not too many years ago, the meth problem was the biggest thing going on. Is that still the biggest illegal drug problem we have in our area?
Meth probably isn't the biggest. Years ago, we were finding a lot of clandestine labs. A lot of it was being manufactured around here. We were having anhydrous thefts, things like that. That was a big issue. A few years ago, kind of about the same time as the oil boom came in, heroin came into the area. Heroin is probably taking over more than meth. The meth's not being manufactured around here like it was. It's being brought in from other states and a lot of times from Mexico, things like that. But heroin is actually taking over as a bigger drug of choice, probably, or a bigger problem than the meth has. But the meth is still prevalent.
That is so scary because it's just such an addictive problem. I'm curious, too, when my father was in law enforcement, he always emphasized that the worst situation for an officer to go in was domestic violence. He said you just never knew what was going to happen. And so they always sent two officers. How does that work with the sheriff's department when you only have 18 officers covering all this square mileage?
That's kind of an issue that we've always addressed, because anytime you go to domestic violence training, they always tell you two officers and how to handle it with two officers. It's very seldom that they teach you how to do it with one. So what happens is we do the same thing. We try to get two officers to a call, but if it's happening 40 miles out of Minot in one of our smaller towns and a deputy responds to it, deputy from the Minot area will start responding out there, but you could be 40 miles away. It takes a little bit longer for that to happen. So we learn to talk a lot. You learn to handle a situation alone and to talk a lot. We tend not to try to go hands-on, you know, right away if you don't have to, or at all if you don't have to. So as a deputy, whether it's a domestic violence situation or even a traffic stop on Highway 23, 45 miles out of town, you learn to talk people into your car rather than, you know, force them into your car.
You would just really need to be keenly aware of what each party is doing.
The way they teach you, you know, is for each officer to take one person and separate them, but you can't do that by yourself, so you kind of have to try to separate them and keep an eye on them at the same time until at least somebody can get there. What you find, though, is we're not always as alone as we think, because if you are down in that Ryder and Makoti area or around Kenmare area, there's counties surrounding us, and sometimes those deputies are not as far away as you would think. So if you're just thinking in terms of your own officers that being 40 miles away, there might be, if you're in, say, Douglas, the garrison deputy from McLean County might be just a couple miles away. So you're not always completely alone, but sometimes you have to use other resources.
Well, that'd be very comforting. I never even thought about that. Also, among the duties of the sheriff, I know that whenever I've visited the courthouse for any reason, you have men stationed there at the courthouse, too.
Yeah, we have most of their retired law enforcement officers working that front desk. They're up there to keep the judges safe. And there are some things that go on, decisions that are made in the courthouse that people aren't always happy about. Domestic violence restraining orders or child custody situations, things like that. Sometimes it's civil issues, but people aren't always happy with the outcome. So we have officers with a, you know, metal detector up front, just protect the judges, their staff, the courthouse staff, and try to prevent things before it, you know, gets out of hand.
Absolutely. That only makes sense. Of course, we have the new jail. How do you feel the jail's working out?
The jail's working out very well. I mean, it's nice to have the space, and it's a more modern facility, so it takes actually less staff to watch more prisoners than the old system did. We do have, you know, 50 corrections officers working that, because, you know, we've expanded. We have programs officers that help them try to find housing and try to find jobs before they get out. And we have medical officers, you know, transport officers. I mean, things have evolved considerably from the old jail.
Absolutely. And it's a 24/7 thing. It's not like in the old days where you'd lock them up and then go home.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Let's discuss a little more about what you do in the rural areas.
We are the police department for the rural areas, so our officers will patrol the highways, the back roads, the lakes, the small towns, you know, just like a police department would in town. We just have a large spread out area to do it in. It might be rare that you actually see a deputy sometimes if you're traveling the highway, but, you know, they're out there. They're trying to cover. I mean, I stress to them to get them out on the gravel roads, and especially this time of year, rural burglaries, people breaking into abandoned farmsteads or machine sheds with nobody living there, things like that. You know, those are some of the burglary problems that we have. So I stress to them to make sure that you're on those roads if we could deter something, or we might be able to see something. If they see a deputy out there, they may think twice about breaking into something. Those are the kind of issues that we deal with out there.
And the burglaries have calmed down some since the oil boom, haven't they?
It's still something that we're dealing with, but burglaries are probably down since that they were a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I have some friends that live to the south, just a little bit off of 83 and to the east, and she was telling me how they would have cars pulling in so frequently, and if she didn't keep things locked up, stuff would disappear, for sure.
Yeah, things have changed over the years, definitely, that, you know, those are becoming more targets. And one of my favorite, you know, stories, I was watching the video camera of a stop one of our officers made. The gentleman was arrested during the stop, and the biggest thing he complained about was that the deputy was out in the middle of nowhere. Not as much what he was doing wrong, but the fact of, what are you doing out here in the middle of nowhere? And it's like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And I was watching that and laughing because he was doing exactly what I told him to do.
in the policing of the rural areas, take the drugs out of it and the domestic violence, what comes next? What's your next biggest offense? Probably the burglary.
Yeah, I think burglary is probably the biggest thing that we work on the most. If you take the drugs and the domestic violence situations out of it. Also, DUI is still, you know, in North Dakota, is still a prevalent problem.
Absolutely. And having mentioned before that I lived in a small town for a while, the parents' attitude was even that, well, they got nothing else to do. It's not a good situation. You had mentioned the policing aspect that basically you do everything that the police do in Minot, you do out in the rural areas. So I would assume then that most patrol cars are equipped with radar as well too then?
Yeah, since I started, they got everything. And when I started, we had 4 radar units for 7 deputies. Now every car is equipped with a radar unit. They have an in-car camera, they have a body camera, they have an in-car computer. So they're equipped pretty much identically the way a City of Minot police car is equipped.
Who would have ever thought that officers would need a body camera to defend themselves?
Yeah, and it works both ways. The way that we're being portrayed in the news quite often, the body camera actually has cleared the officer from wrongdoing. Sometimes they'll say their officer was rude or something like that, and I look at the body camera, and maybe they thought at the time the officer was being rude, but they're not. It helps both ways. It helps to prove our case in court, and it's good for the offender as well, or even just the citizens as well, because everything is said and done is on that video. So
the proof is right there.
Yeah.
What is your favorite thing about being a sheriff?
I'm still trying to figure that out, but working for the sheriff's department, my favorite thing is working the rural areas. Working in town, I think I would feel confined. We do a variety of things. We can drive for more than a mile without having to turn. So getting out there, sometimes watching the wildlife or something like that. I found myself waving at a horse one time, you know, just because, you know, when you work those rural areas, you know, the farmers and the rural area people, they'll wave at you as they go by, and you get so used to waving at people, I waved at a horse one time. So, I mean, I like working the rural areas and working with the rural people.
I get that. Many years ago, I worked with churches for a living, and I had to call on every church in the state of North Dakota. And when we talked about small towns, was that they had an elevator, a bar, and a church. That was it. So I've traveled almost every rural road at one time or another, and I loved that windshield time. That was really good time to reflect and to actually give praise. It's just a wonderful time to see that creation out there.
That's what I enjoyed about the county, was just seeing the countryside and the people. If somebody vandalizes a mailbox at a farm, you go to take the report, you can't expect to get out of there without your coffee and cookies. So it's going to take you longer to do the report, but it's a more pleasant atmosphere to work, I think.
Robert, we are out of time, so let's talk about any parting messages you'd like to mention. Contact information is probably just 911.
911 or our phone number, 857-6500. We share a dispatch with Minot Central or with City of Minot, so anytime after 4:30, if you call our number, it'll transfer automatically over to the dispatch over the city.
I usually ask my guests if they have a Facebook page. Does the Sheriff's Department have a Facebook page?
The Sheriff's Department has a website. It's a little outdated right now, so we got to get working on that. And we also do a Facebook page as well.
Okay. And I had mentioned the new jail, and if people wanted information about the jail, that's on the Facebook page, or how do they get information, say, about visitation or anything like that?
The information would be on either the website or the Facebook page. A visitation is not done face-to-face anymore. It's all done through a kiosk, so it can be done through your computer at home now. So you may not be face-to-face, but it's actually made easier. They used to line up in the lobby, and they'd sit there for a long time waiting for us to bring prisoners in and out. You can do it from your own house right now in your own computers.
That's really neat. That's progress.
It's progress.
Thank you again for being my guest on Minot Today.
No, you're welcome.